A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know whether you noticed, but the two parts of the gospel don't seem to have anything to do with each other. You know, that first part where they question him about divorce and they're trying to trap Jesus. And then when he's finished explaining that, what God's plan from the beginning was, then there's this totally different thing about them bringing children to him and him saying the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. But I think they both point to something very, very important, and they form one whole, especially in light of the first reading about the creation of man and woman in the book of Genesis. If we remember back to the beginning of the Bible, that first chapter or two of the book of Genesis, it's all about God creating the heavens and the earth, and about the sovereignty of God, about how God is this one source of creation. And then there's this little paragraph about being childlike if we want to enter the kingdom of God. So the book of Genesis begins in that kind of very majestic way. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was a formless void, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and morning, one day." And it goes on, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from other waters. And God made the firmament and separated the waters below from the waters above. And he called the firmament heaven. And there was evening and morning, a second day. And then let the waters be gathered into basins that he called the seas. And then he said, let there be vegetation on the dry land. And then let there be creatures in the sea. And then the creation of the animals. And then finally, as kind of the crowning mark, the creation of the man." And that's where we pick up in chapter 2 today. "It is not good for man to be alone. Thou make a partner for him. The purpose of the whole story of creation, which obviously isn't a historical day-by-day account, but it was to focus our attention that there was one source of creation, one power, one Almighty God who freely chose to bring everything into existence. And we let that sink in for just a moment, because we live in a world where, to put it lightly, we're very impressed with ourselves, our ability to create, produce, to create wealth, to create new things. Now the big rage is artificial intelligence. No? And it's got so many possibilities. If it doesn't kill us all, who knows? Right? And that's the way it is with every kind of human invention. We call it human creation, but strictly speaking, only God creates. The rest of us figure out how nature works, and we figure out how to tweak it. And we make things, but only God creates. We reassemble things, we take elements from this and that, mix them together, and we discover what they can do. But only God creates. Only God can bring something from nothing. Our problem today is that arrogance that we can have because we feel like we're in control of the universe, that in the long run, it'll be our will and our creative power that'll determine the course of history. And then we run into unfortunate things like hurricanes we can't explain, destruction and wars. And we realize how weak and helpless we really are, how little control we really have of this universe that's around us. And only God is truly the creator. And Jesus takes a little child and he puts his arm around him and says, unless you become like little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. The great quality that children have is that they are aware of their dependence, that they are not the cause of their existence, they are not independent, but always in relationship with their parents, depending on other people for the basic stuff they need. And it's that sense of humility that we need to restore. We need a humility about the fact that God creates us, and he puts the laws into nature, and he determines the course of the stars and the way things will develop. And we need that simplicity and that humility to recognize that that comes from God. And when God says he made them male and female, that's a basic law of God's creation. And we don't have any right to question that or try to change it as if it were possible for a man to change into a woman or vice versa. God determines what matrimony is all about. And it's not up to us to try to change it. It's one man and one woman in a lifetime union. God creates and God determines how reality should be. But our problem is that we often get too self-confident, too proud. That we think creation is in our hands and we can shape it and mold it any way we like. And the gospel is inviting us to remember that we need to remain childlike to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's a challenge for each of us, because as we get older, each of us in our individual lives likes to feel like we've got plenty of experience, we know lots of things, we've seen it all. And we like to decide for ourselves the way things will be. It's that pride of life, that comes almost naturally because we're fallen creatures. We like to think we're independent of God, and yet we need to be like little children, dependent on God, obedient to God, accepting the reality that God has created. And then we can enter the kingdom of heaven. It's pride that keeps us from entering. Would that we could all grow more childlike as we go through life. Would that we could all have that fundamental sense of dependence on God. So let's pray for our world, because as we become more in control, we become more detached from God and from His kingdom. Let's pray that our people can grow in simplicity and humility.